play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to John Field Gymnasium for this non-conference matchup between the Silver Streaks boys basketball team and the Danville Vikings. Galesburg wins the tip. Carter Clary gets positioned down low and somehow between two defenders scoops up a little finger roll that just crawls over the front of the rim and drops through, and the Silver Streaks take an early 2-0 lead against a Danville team 4-5. Now the ball poked away by Gino, runs to the far side of the floor, falls over Terry and Gerard, and the Streaks come away with a steal. Gino into the front court, now pulls it back out. Just across the timeline. Entry pass to Carter, steps up and blocked out of bounds by Danville's Jonathan Ireland, a 6'3 senior, along with Gerard, a 6'4 senior, O'Shawn Winslow, 6'5 senior, Bryson Hinton Perez, a 5'6 senior, and Javon Robinson. Here's a Steck corner three that misses off the back iron, and the rebound, Javon Robinson, who dribbles it into the front court.
Good start for the Streaks here tonight.
Talk about your three keys to the game. Robinson gets an open look for the corner and hits. Danville takes a 3-2 lead. Javon Robinson, did I hear the coach call him Diddy?
I think so.
We'll stick with Javon.
We'll stick to Javon. That's a good idea. Streaks continuing to play through Carter here at the early going.
Ian Dominique with it now, gets it into the corner. Steck, opposite corner, down below us. Back up top to Gino. Penetrates, drives into traffic, and he initiates contact and draws a foul. And Gino's going to go to the line shooting two here.
Gino picking up right where he left off all last week, attacking the hoop, getting to the rim and drawing fouls.
You know, here's the other thing I like, too. Clary had his shot blocked the last trip down the floor. That didn't stop the Silver Streaks from going right to the basket again. They're not going to be intimidated early, at least. Gino airballs the first free throw.
He short-armed that one a little bit.
Jace Keith back in the starting lineup. Silver Streaks played the latter half of the week last week without him due to illness that spread throughout the team. Al McGarrett missed a game as Gino gets the roll on the second free throw. His first point ties the game at three. Cody Jones not with the team tonight because of illness. One of the role players for the Streaks off the bench.
Jace looks good and healthy out there though tonight.
Robinson, the sophomore, he and O'Shawn Winslow are the primary threats offensively, according to Chad Thompson, but it's Ireland who curls around through the lane and gets an open right-handed shot in front of the rim. Now Jace has the ball knocked away, picks it up, dribble drive to the basket, strong off the glass and in, and Keith looks out to come out energized here with his first action, tied at five.
Yeah, Jace did a nice job of being strong with the ball right there. Drove down the right side of the lane and finished the 2 points.
Quick three by Robinson, long rebound deflected out. We're going to get Robinson a foul over the back of Gino, who was in position when the ball got tipped out going for the rebound. Robinson also going for the rebound, but got him over the back for the foul.
Yep, Gino around the ball like usual.
Two fouls on Danville, none on the Streaks so far. The next 2 points for Galesburg puts him at seven. This is silent night in the student section. Not a big student section by any means here tonight. There's a long three by Ian for eight, and hits. And that does allow the Streaks student body to make a little bit of noise as Galesburg regains the lead at 8-5.
Where are the toilet paper rolls? They're all out there.
Ian, we'd like to think, starting to heat it up a little bit from the outside, starting to find his range more consistently. Here's a ball batted away by Keith on the interior, and Danville comes away with it, now passes it into the backcourt, and that's an over and back violation. Danville tried to sell it, like Easton reaching out for the ball had gotten a finger on it, but he clearly did not, and that's the second Vikings turnover.
Yeah, refs all over that one. They were not going to get away with that.
TJ Lee, 5'8 senior, in for Perez, so they gain a couple of inches in height. Perez at just 5'6. Streaks back to the traditional starting five with the healthy lineup, with Keith Williams with the ball, trying to dribble between defenders, and a reach in by Danville, which was something Chad Thompson was concerned about. A dribble drive at the other end. Robinson took it right at Clary, and backing up down the middle of the lane, Clary gets called for a defensive foul, first team foul on the Streaks.
Yeah, Gino just trying to do a little bit too much there at the top of the key. Tried to split the double team, and they poked it away from him.
Not a big crowd by any stretch here tonight. Only about 30 people maybe to our right in the upper balcony, as the first free throw by Robinson is in and out. And the dividers are pulled on the balcony on the north side. As we talked about, a student section that has the bleachers behind the Galesburg bench maybe half full tonight. I think everybody was ready for a break. As Robinson hits the second free throw, Galesburg leads 8-6.
Yeah, I feel like a bunch of people are trying to beat the storm that's coming, and that's probably a little bit why the crowd's a little empty tonight.
Streaks break the press, and they had Keith down low, but Gino's pass got intercepted by Robinson, who runs out at the other end but misses the layup, and the rebound deflected and controlled by Clary. 8-6 Galesburg. Streaks trying to add to the lead here. Vikings just 4-5, but of course Galesburg at 3-8 on the season. Wins have been hard to come by. Here's a miss by Keith, a missed follow by Steck, and Robinson again comes out with it for Danville. Into the front court. Here's Winslow, a rare possession, and he drives it right down the middle of the lane for the right-handed layup to tie the game at 5, and now a near steal by Winslow saves it going out of bounds to Clary. Streaks break the press. A little bit of ragtag here in the early going. Keith dribbles, kicks it out. Ian open for three. Dominique gets another one. Back-to-back for Ian from behind the arc. It's a three-point Galesburg lead. And Galesburg quickly calls a 30-second timeout before Danville gets the ball in. And Darrell Robinson is upset. I don't know if he's upset with one of his players that they left Ian open, or if he thought his team got the ball in before Galesburg called the timeout. I'm not sure, but it's at 4:09 to go here in the first quarter. Galesburg's taken an 11-8 lead, six of those 11 points from Ian Dominique.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a week. Ian's real close to breaking out. Looks like he's well on his way tonight. Shooting the ball well here in the early going.
11-8 is the Galesburg lead. The Streaks' next action, December 27th. So 2 days after Christmas, it'll be a Tuesday start down at Taylorville. Galesburg will open against Dunlap. They are the third game of the day. And we haven't seen any official times posted on the Taylorville tournament website, but if we go off traditionally what they've done, that would be a 6:30 start, or 6:30 pregame that night, a 7 o'clock start, again on December 27. There's an entry pass batted loose by Clary. Steck comes away with a steal, leads a break, flies down the lane, goes up, got blocked. Rebound deflected out to Robinson. Easton's missed three here in the early going. Here's a step back fake three. The dribble drive by Lee got picked his pocket. And Ian reaches in, steals it away. Streaks leading the break. Clary with a floater off the side rim. And the rebound, Ireland. As again, we're getting up and down the court here early. Now Danville at the other end. And knifing through the lane, Ireland to the right side. Gets the little shot off his hip up and in off the glass, and it's 11-10.
And you said it, partner. It's up and down here early in the early going.
Ball deflected into the backcourt on a reach in by Winslow against Steck. It'll be last touched by Danville. 3:11 to play, first quarter. Nolan Carl into the game, giving Keith his first breather, first substitution for the Silver Streaks tonight. So it's Gino and Steck in the backcourt right now. Dominique roaming in the front court with Clary and Carl at the high posts. Gino, entry pass intended for Clary, overthrew it. Three turnovers on the Streaks, four on Danville. And the Vikings look to regain the lead here, down one, exactly 3 minutes to go, first quarter.
Yeah, Gino just rushed that pass a little bit. He had Carter on the post. He just fed him a little too much, and the ball went out of bounds.
On the right side, now here's a near turnover by Danville, saving the ball on the sideline. Now a reach in as Gino comes over from the weak side and ties up Robinson, but the Vikings will keep it on the alternating possession. On the inbound, it's Ireland. Streaks. Robinson. Go ahead, Jason.
Streaks are playing with good defensive intensity tonight.
Robinson with a behind-the-back dribble up top to his left and got himself free in front of the basket down the lane to give Danville the lead back at 12-11. He has six of half of their points. Vaccaro with a dribble, right to left, picks it up. Now Gino in the midcourt circle, behind his back on the dribble, down the lane, the dish out to Clary, or rather Carl, but not on target, so he can't get the shot off. Skip pass to the right side, Steck misses a three, and the rebound by Ireland gets knocked down by Williams, and that'll be a foul on Gino, his first.
Yeah, Streaks rushing just a little bit on the offensive end. We got to be patient. Streaks are good when we make four, five, six passes in the half-court offense. We just don't do it a whole lot.
2:14 to go here in the opening quarter, 12-11 Danville. Ian will pick up Javon Robinson on the dribble in the backcourt, now brings it across midcourt. Up the right side, John Thiel Gymnasium on the floor. Entry pass to the right side, juggled by Quentin Alblinger. Gets cut off on the baseline and skips it back out. Aiden Almaguer in for the Silver Streaks. Now the drive by Ireland down the right side. Switches nice to the left hand, missed it off the glass. Clary with a rebound. Streaks trying to regain the lead here, down one. 1:50 to go in the opening quarter. Ian to the top of the arc. Reverses directions out to Almaguer on the left elbow. Now Carl down the lane. Nolan got hit down the middle of the lane. Hit the bottom of the rim, but Clary with the offensive rebound. Trying to back his way in. The skip out to Nolan. Drives in from the wing, side shot, missed it, scramble for the rebound. Robinson comes out with his fourth board for Danville, and then the Streaks batted out of bounds in transition. Danville will hang on to it.
Yeah, Robinson and Clary both hitting the boards hard here early. Both of them with four rebounds in the early going.
Oh, you got Carter with four? Okay, I missed one for him. I had him with three.
Three defensive and one offensive.
Jackson Kroc-Sibbingen a check-in for the Silver Streaks at the next opportunity. Backing his way in, up and in with a right hand, Winslow, his second basket. Winslow and Robinson, the primary offensive threats for Danville, and they've combined for 10 of the 14 points here early. Almaguer drives baseline through the end line, over to Steck, drives in
nice
from the corner and banks it up and in from the right side. Easton's first basket, Streaks down one. 1 minute to go here in the opening quarter.
Streaks playing with,
we got a foul, 3-second lane violation.
Oh, I think he ran out of bounds. I don't think he can do that, right? He ran out of bounds on the baseline. He used it as a without being forced out, I believe.
Well, turnover either way. I guess I thought it had to do with, well, maybe I'm thinking of the football rule. When you come in out of bounds,
yeah,
you
that's
can't
maybe
be the next guy to touch the ball and so
yeah,
on.
Yes, I think that's what I was thinking also.
Skip pass, intercepted. Easton telegraphed it. Fourth Galesburg turnover. Robinson with the steal. The run out at the other end and an active move down the right side of the lane to get itself a shot off and up and in over Dominique. And it's a 16-13 transition bucket lead for Danville.
Yeah, Easton left his feet there. And you never leave your feet to pass. You leave your feet, you're going to shoot it.
Right side, Almaguer drives in. Tries to scoop it up and an offensive foul. The shot got blocked anyway. Winslow was there waiting. And Aiden telegraphed that pretty good from the outside. He was lowering the head and intent to drive in, and pretty easy charge call for the officials as Winslow planted himself with 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Danville with the ball and a three-point lead.
Yeah, Aiden's just got to stop there from about 10 feet and pull up and shoot the ball off the glass. It's going to be tough to get it in. The Jones-Winslow kid is long. He'll block some shots.
He has it now, pulls up from 18 feet, off the rim, rebound Almaguer. Fires it from the opposite free throw line, doesn't have a chance. That's the end of the first quarter. Streaks down 3, 16-13 to Danville on WGIL and WGIL.com.
One time I went over to the cities, and there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Danville 16, Streaks 13, Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessel, Sam Satiski joining us again. Entry pass down low to Carter, had it poked away. Danville was on the end line, and there the call made as Robinson reached in. That ball down low with Clary, and he reached in, smacked it out of his hands, and was actually kind of falling away and out of bounds. And he stepped on the end line with his hand on the ball, so the Streaks hang on. Gino fakes the lob on the inbound, now gets it out high to Keith back into the game. Streaks have their five starters back on the floor to start quarter number two, trailing by three. Keith around a stack screen to the low blocks, pump fakes, and gets the man to fly in from behind. And are they going to get Winslow on the foul from the backside? Gerard fronted him pretty well. They do get Winslow on the foul coming in from the back, his first, and that'll put Jace at the free throw line.
Jace did a great job coming, driving in from the left side and coming to a hop step and pump fake and getting the man in the air and drawing the foul.
59% of the season. First one in and out. Jace had two in the first quarter in his first action back after battling illness last week. Bryson Hinton Perez back in for Danville as Ireland gets his first breather for the Vikings. Just 22 seconds into the second quarter. Second free throw in and out. Rebound. Clary, though, reverse up, overthrows the back of the rim, and it's Steck who comes out with it. Another chance for the Streaks. Steck in the corner, tries to get it into Keith, and the Streaks turn it over. Stolen away by Danville. Here's Robinson at the other end. Leans in, draws contact, and now bodies hit the floor. Now we're going to have a foul called on Danville going for the offensive rebound. That's two quick ones on O'Shawn Jones-Winslow, who's one of the two leading scorers, as we talked about, one of the two primary offensive threats for this team, and 7:22 to go in the half. He's going to go to the bench with two fouls, both gained in these 38 seconds of the second quarter.
Yeah, that's a good thing for the Streaks there. He's already got two blocks in the game. He's long. He's a defensive presence, and it's, maybe the Streaks can attack the middle some more.
Gino working against T.J. Lee up top, hounding him, got the ball loose, but it's out of bounds.
Yeah, Streaks got to do a better job moving the basketball. We're doing too much one-on-one, too much dribbling right now.
Agreed. 49 seconds into the second quarter. Neither team has scored yet. Streaks trail by three. On the inbounds to Steck down below us on the sideline. Picks up his dribble out on the wing. Now up top over to Carter. Ian comes out for it. Dribble drive, the kick out. Jace from the corner. Hits the side of the backboard. Comes right back to him. Drives baseline. Nice. Puts Jace. It back up and in.
Jace did a great job of following his shot there.
Determined to get his points on that possession. Missed two free throws. Missed the three with the rebound. Johnny on the spot, right back to him. And the Streaks down one. And Robinson to the right elbow.
There we go.
Trying to drive on Clary. The kick out left side. Thought Perez may have traveled with it. Now the kick out back into the corner to Lee. Pulls it back up top. Quentin Elbinger into the game. Now right side back to Robinson.
Patient possession here by Danville.
Gino lost on the screen, but he draws a charge anyway. Good adjustment by Gino. He got trapped on the backside of the screen, and Robinson saw the opportunity, but then Gino popped out from the backside when Robinson started to dribble, and he got there just enough to establish position and draw the charge.
That's two on Robinson. They're two best players. Both have two fouls. Robinson's going to stay in the game here.
And the sixth Danville turnover. So the Streaks down one with the ball, 6:15 to go for the half. Gino down the right side,
baby,
found
Gino.
An opening all the way for the basket, his first of the game, and the Streaks regain the lead at 17-16.
A nice attack there by G-Dub, nice finish.
Let's see how Danville's defense adjusts. Now picking up some team fouls, they've got five in the game now. And here's a travel, yes, thank you. All right, Ireland was just shifting all kinds of directions and then finally leaned in, and I could have swore he dragged his pivot foot, and the official said he did as he tried to do the little duck up and under. And now the Streaks have the chance to add to the lead, up one. First time they've been in the lead since they were up 11-10 in the first quarter.
Danville going 2-3 here, partner.
And Jackson Croc sipping into the game, trying to take advantage of that, but the Streaks turn it over. Dribble drive and a layup by T.J. Lee. So those live ball turnovers again bite the Silver Streaks. Now back down again, 18-17. Gino down the lane, little out of control. Offensive rebound, Carter tries to scoop it up, batted out of bounds by Winslow, who's back into the game. As he rested only briefly, Streaks are going to hang on to it here. You're not going to do these little baby scoop shots against this team. They are They are too long and too active.
Yes, and then like I said earlier in the pregame, they play defense. They get after.
Oh, Dominique from the corner missed a three. It rattled in and out. Gino had a hand on the rebound, got knocked down, and the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Ireland. So another chance for the Streaks.
I'd like to see the Streaks get Gino some more, or Ian some more looks. He's right there on every shot tonight so
Quick
far.
Mid-range jumper by Steck is in and out. Winslow comes out with a rebound for Danville, pulls up on the left side. Streaks had four chances at it there, still trailed by one, 5 minutes to play for the half. Left side of the lane, backing his way in. There's another charge. Gino again planting himself with Winslow.
That's number three.
Who looked like he was trying to post up and had every intention of taking it right at Gino. And he leaned back pretty hard. That was a pretty obvious foul. His third all in this second quarter with 4:59 to play for the half. And the eighth Danville turnover.
Yeah, he's going to have to sit the rest of the half. There's no way the coach can put him back in there tonight or in the first half tonight.
I don't know if he thought he had a physicality advantage against Gino there, but you made the observation in the North Scott game on Saturday, Jason, that Gino has become very effective, probably the Streak's most effective defender at drawing charges. Here's an open three, right wing in off the back iron.
Look
flying in for the rebound. Gino keeps
Gino.
It loose, battles for it on the floor now, and now the tie-up called. It'll go back to Danville.
Just an incredible job rebounding by Gino. Game in, game out. He goes after it.
All right, so we've given him the rebound, but then the turnover on the Streaks, we're just going to give Danville the team rebound on that
one. Yeah, I think we give him the rebound
pretty tough,
and the turnover.
Pretty tough turnover.
Yeah.
4.5 minutes to go for the half. Danville with the ball leading by one, nearly throwing it out of bounds. Everything Perez could do to keep his sprawling body from going out of bounds on the sideline. Now the drive by Ireland in the lane, tries that duck up and under again, gets the shot off the back iron, falls away, and batted out of bounds by Clary. Danville will keep it.
Yeah, team rebound there by Danville. Carter almost had it, just tried to tip it to his partner and tipped it out of bounds.
18-17, the Vikings lead. The 6 points scored here in this fourth quarter. Pull up, step back by Robinson, got blocked by Gino, and the loose ball rebound picked up by Jackson Crock-Sibbick. Now the Streaks turn it over. Just got too deep into the pressure. The dribble drive and the run out at the other end by TJ Lee. Good lead pass. He only had to dribble it once. Danville back on top by three. Turnovers continue to plague the Silver Streaks. Jace,
oh, nice
entry
pass.
Gino cutting to the basket, lays it up and in. What an assist by Keith. Streaks back down one now at 20-19. Second basket of the quarter for Gino. 3:40 to go for the half. Robinson pulls up free throw line, steps back with Clary guarding him. Now to the outside, Perez steps inside the arc, and he'll back it back out behind the line.
Streaks.
Easton got a breather. He's going to come back in.
Streaks have switched his pick and roll a couple times, and they've gotten their big man on Gino. Oh, he missed it.
Got around Sibbing on the outside, then hit the bottom of the rim on the drive. Keith with a rebound, drives into traffic, lost it, picked it up by Dominique, scoops it over to Clary, who lays it up and in.
Nice, Ian, nice pass.
It was a little unstable on the break, but the Streaks were able to finish it off and regain the lead and then force a turnover on the inbound.
Both teams forcing a lot of turnovers here in the early going here in the first half.
Almaguer back in, Steck back in. Almaguer on the outside, had it open briefly. Now over to Ian on the wing. Back up top to Keith with it. Streaks trying to find something open. Gino picks it up, trapped, skips it over right side to Dominique. Now under the wing it goes to Almaguer. Streaks showing some patience here in the half court. Trying to build on a one-point lead with under 3 minutes to go in the half.
Yes, nice possession here by the Streaks. Being very patient.
Keith draws a double team on the baseline. Somebody's got to be open. The extra pass out to Gino for three off the back iron. And the rebound, Danville. It's Robinson who controls his fifth board of the game for Danville. 2.5 minutes to play, second quarter. The pick and roll. The drive in basket by Alblinger. 22-21, Danville back on top.
Yeah, Danville's been going to the pick and roll almost every possession exclusively, every possession.
Skip pass, Ian, right side over to Steck, back up top to Williams. Gino goes left, now shifts right, gets it over to Ian from the left elbow. That one's off the mark. Long rebound pops out to Perez for a secondary break off the rebound and finishes the layup at the other end. It's so almost like a shooting turnover.
Yeah, just a hurried shot again. You know, pass up good shots for great shots. Streaks need to do more of it.
Streaks down three again. Now Williams lost the handle on the ball, picked up by Perez. The layup at the other end, up and in with the left hand. Back-to-back baskets by Perez. Danville with its biggest lead now at 26-21, and the Streaks call a full timeout. Minute 38 to go for the half. Vikings lead by five on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
It's another exciting excursion into broadcast excellence. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays at 11 on WGIL.
6-0 run by Danville with a minute 38 to go in the first half, and the Vikings lead is 5, forcing Galesburg to use its second timeout here, a full timeout. Carter Clary was out, was bleeding somewhere on his shoulder area, neck, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, they had the squirt bottle over there trying to go to work on the jersey.
So he's on the front end of the bench ready to check back in. Nolan Carl is out there for the Streaks. As Williams sits down, coming out of the timeout, Keith, Steck, Dominique, and Almaguer for the Silver Streaks. As Danville waits back to pick up the zone defense, bring it across midcourt. Dominique over to Almaguer. Picks up his dribble and picks up his foot. Travel for the 10th Galesburg turnover. Indecision and by Almaguer.
Streaks in just too big of a hurry.
Now Danville will inbound in front of its own bench. It'll be Ireland to pull the trigger. With Robinson out there, still playing with those two fouls.
Be nice to pick up a third on him.
The guy who's done most of that, as we talked about earlier, is on the bench right now. And a three by Bryson Hinton Perez, who has lit up the nets here in the second quarter for Danville. He's got 7. The Vikings lead is 8. Carl on the inside. Nice pass, the kick out to Almaguer for 3. Off the rim. Nolan reaches up, snatches down the rebound. Kick out into the right corner. Steck had his foot. Oh, they're going to give him the three. I thought his front foot was on the line. Streaks take a three as that snaps the Danville run. Gets Galesburg back within 5 with under a minute to go for the half.
Yeah, that's a big-time shot by Easton. We needed a bucket, and the senior provided it.
The spin move travel. Covering a lot of ground, and it is a travel on. Javon Robinson tried to back his way in, shifted the fake right, then spun around to the left. That's 10 Danville. I got the team's even at 10 turnovers apiece right now. It'll be Dominique who brings it across midcourt. Streaks down 5, trying to cut the deficit here before halftime.
You gotta be patient.
Clary back into the game. Left corner Steck pops it back up top to Keith. Entry pass to Carl inside the free throw line.
Nice,
drives,
Nolan.
Flips it up with the right hand, banks it in.
Nolan did a good job of getting in a gap and finishing with his left hand.
Streaks down 3. Play some defense here. Final 25 seconds of the half. Get a stop, maybe a steal. Ian creeps out. Forces a little defense on Robinson. Going to set the screen for him. Ian goes through it. But there's that pick and roll again on the reversal. Carter comes over, does the nice job on Alblinger. Now it's Ireland who drives, scoops it up with the right hand off the rim. Streaks have 4 seconds. Nolan to Steck. From half court, it'll be way short. So the Streaks do get the defensive stop they needed. They go to the locker room down 3 at 29-26. Halftime when we come back, a look at the individual scoring numbers, the team stats. We'll get a word from the coaching staff as well. 29-26 Danville at the half on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at silverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing.
Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging. But you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels, alongside Sam Sadisky, as the Silver Streaks trail the Vikings out of the Big 12 Conference. And you know, if you're going to play in the Big 12 and have to play teams like the national champion Kansas Jayhawks all the time, you'd expect this is going to be a pretty good team, you're saying.
Wrong Big 12, partner.
Oh, well, you know, it does allow me to at least work in a reference. Weather permitting, the Jayhawks will play tomorrow against Harvard. Just thought everybody should know. Hey, I do want to congratulate, by the way, before we get our team stats, Silver Streaks assistant coach Brady Landis and his wife, Hannah. Hannah, of course, the daughter of Steve and Linda Hawkins, welcomed a baby girl. So two births in December for the Streaks coaching staff. Parker Jo Landis, born 2 days ago. And so congratulations to Hannah and Coach Brady as they are also celebrating their first anniversary coming up. I mean, it's just been quite a month in the Hawkins family and in the Streaks coaching family as well. And great, great news, and everybody seems to be doing well.
So great. Two new streaks into the family.
Yeah, beautiful. The pictures that the families have posted on Facebook, just beautiful, beautiful babies. So congratulations to all, and what a way to celebrate the holiday season. All right, let's get to our halftime stats. Sam, you got the numbers ready? Thought you did. All right, so our halftime stats brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. What do you got, Sam?
From the field, we're 10 for 28, shooting 35%. From the three-point line, we're 3 for 13, shooting 23%. From the stripe, we're 1 for 4, shooting 25%. The Vikings are 13 for 20, shooting 65% from the field. 2 for 3 from 3, 66%. And they're 1 for 2 from the line, 50%. We've out-rebounded them by 5. We have 13. They have 8. And we both have 10 turnovers.
That's the number right there, Jason. That's the number that's got to change. I think if the Streaks are going to win this game, they've got it. I feel like this game, as much as any we've had so far.
Yeah, I think, you know, we say it time, game in, game out. You win the rebounding battle, you win the turnover battle, you're going to win games. And Streaks got to do that tonight. We're winning the rebounding battle so far. If we can find a way to win this turnover battle, no reason we can't come out on top tonight.
Thank you, Sam, for the numbers. Jason's going to head down, get a word from the coaching staff. Streaks trail 29-26 to Danville. And we'll talk with the coaching staff when we come back. Second half action all still to come on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The winning continues tomorrow morning. WGIL's Pick a Present. It's a chance to win a hardwood Illini rocking chair, a gas string trimmer, a job site speaker, and more. Check out the game board at WGIL.com and then listen for your chance to call in and play weekdays during Galesburg's morning news on WGIL. The winning continues tomorrow morning with Pick a Present from Galesburg Car Care, Berkey's Farm Store, Royal Cleaning, and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I see trucks. Let me count them. One F-150, two F-150, three, four, five F-150s. Ah, ah, ah. This is the count, Dan Kuna, and we got great incentives here at Ford of Galesburg. 2.9 for 60 months or 3.9 for 72 months on new F-150s now through January 3rd. Come take a test drive. We'll do our best to put you behind the wheel of exactly what you want. You can count on that.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never try are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Bill's Chiropractic at 672 West Main Street in Galesburg, because sometimes it takes an adjustment or two to feel great. A winter storm warning is in effect from 6 a.m. tomorrow to 6 a.m. Saturday. As for the rest of the night, cloudy, chance of snow overnight, a low of 28. For tomorrow, cloudy, patchy blowing snow in the afternoon, temperatures falling to 1 by late afternoon, and a wind chill of 22 below. Right now, it's 26 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Phil leads the Galesburg boys basketball team at the half. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Yum Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Let's go down courtside.
Jason Wessels here with Coach Eric Thompson of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Coach, what was the message to the team at halftime?
Really, the message was we gotta get back on defense. I mean, they've turned this into a track meet a little bit. It looks like we've been a little bit comfortable running next to our guy back on defense, which we don't like. Some of the guys who have made some of these last couple points of the quarter, we beat them back to the rim. I don't think they can shoot it over us. I think kind of just making our effort a little bit more consistent. I think we've played hard. I don't think we've been competitive the whole time, you know, giving up some loose balls, things like that. So just getting that a little bit more, one through 15, all 15 guys got to do it.
And we're winning the rebounding battle right now. Turnovers are close. I think we have one more turnover. Talk to us what we're going to do in the second half to limit the turnovers.
Short passes, right? They've gotten that 2-3 zone, and I'm expecting to see it in the second half because we didn't really give them a reason to get out of it. Shorting passes, really attacking their zone, and not just being a pass around the top of the key.
All right, Coach. We'll see you at Taylorville. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, as always, to Assistant Coach Eric Thompson joining us here at the half at the Streaks trailing Danville 29-26. Individual scoring in the first two quarters. Javon Robinson leads Danville with 80 at all of those in the first quarter. Then Bryson Hinton-Perez lit it up for 7 in the second quarter, so 15 points just between those two players. O'Shawn Jones-Winslow got into foul trouble in the second quarter, was limited to only 4 points in the first half. Jonathan Ireland, TJ Lee off the bench also had 4. Quentin Alblinger had 2. For the Silver Streaks, Ian Dominique got 6 quick points in the first quarter to lead the Streaks. Gino Williams, Easton Steck each with 5. Carter Clary a quiet half with 4. Jace Keith back into the game had 4 as the Streaks start the starters in the third quarter. Quick jumper on the in and out by Ian, hits from the outside. Good high-low action by the Silver Streaks. Got it into Carter, who popped it right back out to Ian. Now Dominique with a steal, gets it over to Keith, steps to the basket, got blocked. Rebound, battled for, and Robinson with his 6th board for Danville. So the turnover, and the Streaks got a good look at it. Just a little slow to develop, though, as Ian got the steal, found Keith. Now step back jumper at the free throw line. Perez has his 9th point. Danville regains the lead at 31-29. Did you get the 3 by Dominique on your stat sheet, Jason?
I did. I just got back up here. Good start to the second half.
Sure was, especially with a steal, but the Streaks couldn't capitalize on it. Skip pass Gino. Left side over to Steck. Now back up top to Williams. Gino dribbles to his left. Entry pass to Steck at the high post. The kick out, another high low. Dominique's three in and out. Rebound battled around, and it's Danville coming out with it. Robinson again, seven rebounds for the Vikings in the lane, up and in. Winslow with his first basket of the second half. Again, sat much of the second quarter in foul trouble. He puts Danville back up by four. Now Gino drives, got caught under the basket, has to save it out to Keith, who does a nice job on the sideline preventing it from going out of bounds. Steck into Gino at the high post, missed, and a foul on the rebound against Clary will be his second.
Streak's got to do a better job, like Coach said, shortening the passes. He's trying to make a little bit too long of passes.
4-point Danville lead after the Streaks tied it coming out of the gate in the second half. Galesburg going to put some pressure on here against the Vikings. Robinson between the legs and the dribble now brings it up midcourt. Up the near sideline to the wing. Again, trying to work around a screen. Passes right side over to Winslow. Driving on Steck. Little push off. Reach in by Dominique. He forces his second steal of the half. 12 Danville turnovers, and Ian will bring it across midcourt. Bad pass, though, and nearly intercepted by Winslow. Tries to dance the tightrope along the sideline, steps out of bounds. And the Streaks lucky to avoid a turnover there.
There it is again. Coach just talked about shortening the passes, and we throw a 30-foot pass and almost get it stolen.
Well, and I was watching Winslow lurk back there like a safety, and he saw what Ian was going to do, and he was already on the move before Ian had even passed the ball. Lucky again not to force the turnover. Up top, Williams. Quick entry pass to Clary. He was well guarded. Scramble for the loose ball rebound. Carter battles for it. Streaks have numbers now. Gino, the pass right side to Jace to the low blocks. Pump fakes and got fouled. Leaned into Terrion Gerard, who picks up the foul. And I thought Gerard held his position down low, but it looked like he brought the arms down. They were up vertical, and then he just brought them down.
Just a little bit, and Jace did enough to draw the foul there and get two free throws out of this.
Second foul on Gerard. Now we got some discussion going on amongst the officials. And they seem satisfied with whatever it was they talked about. Now Keith will go to the line. Missed two back in the first half. Trying to get back on the high side and knocks down the first one.
I think that last play was just there at the free throw line. Perez for Danville wanted to get up on the block, and the refs let him get his spot.
3-point Streaks deficit stays there. Clary gets a hand on the rebound. Robinson with his eighth board now for Danville. Outlet with it quickly, but they miss the shot under the basket. Steck comes out with the ball on the run. Two on two to the right side. Banks it up and
nice.
Gets a friendly roll. Streaks attack the basket in a hurry and down one now at 33-32.
Let's build off this. Let's get another stop.
Boy, no doubt. It's just been that kind of game. Streaks playing catch up most of the night. They do catch up from a little 4 or 5 point deficit, and then Danville builds the lead back up again to 3, 4, 5 points. Streaks down one right now, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. A little crossover dribble. Can't find room though. Perez with it now into the hands of Robinson in the wing. Works his way right to the back of the top of the arc.
Looks like they're going to go to this pick and roll again. Nope. Just ISO.
Winslow was setting it. Now the drive, the kick out. Perez covered up by Dominique, steps inside the arc. He'll pull it back out. The drive by Winslow at the free throw line. The dish out into the right corner to Robinson.
Good defensive possession.
Yeah, really forcing Danville to work in the half court here. Down to 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. The kick out, left corner. Gerard for three. Short. Rebound, Clary. Seven boards for the Silver Streaks. I don't think the Streaks mind Gerard shooting that shot from the outside. Gino lost the ball, picks it up, passes it away to Clary.
Down.
Throws it behind Keith. Yep, there you go. You saw it coming, didn't you, Jason?
Just got to slow down just a little bit.
Just out of control. So the Streaks miss an opportunity to regain the lead. Down one here, 33-32, 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Now pressure on Robinson in the backcourt. Got a trap using the baseline, but he passes out of it to Perez. Pounded by Gino. Now they got to get it across midcourt. They do. Ooh, a near travel by Ireland. Leaned. I thought he dragged the pivot foot as he leaned forward, almost lost his balance, but he got the pass away in the official's eyes. Perez working against Ian. Gets around him to the left side of the lane. Floats it up with a teardrop. Missed it. Rebound yanked down. Fought for. Streak scramble for it, and Clary wins the battle. He's got 8 boards for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg again to regain the lead. Left corner, Ian. Skip pass right side, Gina. Williams, entry pass to Clary. To his side, controls it, pulls up in the lane and switched it. Galesburg back on top.
Nice, Carter. The big fella caught the ball right about the free throw line, took one dribble, and nice little floater over number 11, Jones Winslow.
And then Winslow answers at the other end, pulls up at the free throw line. So the Streaks fight back, get the lead, and then Danville regains it right back on the following possession. 35-34, Vikings by one.
They're staying in this 2-3 zone.
Carl, the kick out. Gino's going to shoot the three from the right wing. Way too strong, and the rebound pops out to Dominique.
Nice pass.
And through the lane, turnover. Right idea.
It was a beautiful look by Ian. Carter just took his eyes off it going to finish before he caught the ball.
3 minutes to go, third quarter. Galesburg down one. Going to keep that full court pressure on here. On the baseline, Ireland gets it in around Steck. Caden Young, a 5'6 junior, into the game for the Vikings. Still in the backcourt. Now they get it to Winslow. Driving across midcourt. Carter comes over, bodies him from the side, finishes the shot with a foul. Winslow with 6 in the quarter, 10 for the game now, and an and one.
Yeah, Carter got caught in no man's land there. He had a man with the ball breaking, and he had a man on the right lane. He was the only one back. He tried to get there and put his hand straight up. Got him with the body.
Carter's going to get a breather, picking up his third foul. 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. Only 5 team fouls on the night against Galesburg, and Clary has 3 of them. That's going to be a tough formula for the Silver Streaks. Free throw, wow, off the back iron, and it just deadened itself and dropped through the rim. So a fortunate break for Winslow. Now Carl driving at the other end as the ball knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Danville going for the steal, at least prevented the layup. Streaks will inbound to the right of their own basket. Down 4 again, 38-34. 2:45 to play, third quarter. Gino looking on the inbound. Steck was covered up, so he pops it out high to Carl. Fakes right, drives left. Scoops it over to Ian on the wing. Trying that head and shoulder fake. Now he gets his man to bite, drives, dishes, throws it away.
Turnovers.
Ireland to the low blocks. Scoops, missed it, turnaround jumper. Rebound Winslow, got caught in traffic. Somehow the ball finds its way to Young, who pulls it back out.
Streets got a rebound. It's going to take all 5 guys out here.
Dribble drive in, and it'll be a foul on Dominique as Robinson took it right at him from the left wing. First foul of the game on Dominique. Well, Danville getting very active here in the second half. Silver Streaks coaching staff knew that was going to be part of the Vikings game plan. 2:15 to play here in the third quarter.
Yeah, Danville's come out in the second half with their hair on fire. They're playing with some energy.
Robinson gets his first point for Danville since the first quarter. He has 9 now. Vikings lead by 5. So again, the Streaks came back, got the lead. Now they've given up 6 straight to the Vikings with the second free throw coming. Made that one too.
Pretty impressed with Javon Robinson. He's only a sophomore. He's played with a lot of poise and moxie tonight.
40-34, Danville. Their biggest lead was 8 late in the first half. Silver Streaks rallied to cut the deficit to 3. Now Gino bumped out high, gets knocked down, and a foul called on Danville will be their second of the second half. 2:06 to play here in the third quarter. First foul of the game on TJ Lee.
Yeah, they're definitely trying to speed us up here in the second half.
And why not? Back Chad Thompson, when we had our regular pregame discussion tonight, even said, that's what I'd do if I were somebody playing against us. A bad pass on the inbound. Almaguer did a nice job to get the pass away before he fell over into the backcourt, but the Streaks missed the layup at the other end. And at the other end, it's Winslow. The run out, the rebound, and the basket at the, I'm sorry, he dished it off to Lee, didn't he? So that's 6 in the game for Lee, and they lead by 8, matching their biggest lead of the game on a 9-0 run.
Streaks need a bucket.
Aiden in the lane, the kick out. Keith stops at the elbow. Had Gino cutting back door, but he passes it left side. Steck is open for 3, but it's too long. Rebound Ireland. He wants to get out with it. Danville pushing, always pushing. Down the lane, Ireland to the basket. Knifes through the defense and scoops it up and in with a right hand. It's an 11-0 run, Danville by 10.
Streaks need a timeout.
Coach Thompson not taking when he wants the basket. There it is on a follow by Easton, and there's the timeout. Gino drove, missed it. Easton got the tip up and in to end the Danville run. Streaks down eight now, 44-36, and a 30-second timeout with a minute 12 to go in the third quarter.
That was an incredible follow by Easton. I can't believe he got that to fall.
So 44-36 is the Galesburg lead. I'm sorry, is the Galesburg deficit. And things just haven't been going like what we saw in the latter half of that busy, busy week last week. It's been tough going for Gino tonight. Had some issues handling the ball against this Danville defense. Shots have been tough to come by for Clary. Coming off that 25-point game and the tough loss to North Scott. He had his career high in both points and rebounds in separate games against Iowa teams last week. He has eight rebounds tonight, but just 6 points. Now comes off the bench with those three fouls and a minute 10 to go third quarter.
Streets back out in the press. They break it pretty easily.
Ireland under the right side, a little hop by Perez. Skips it back out to Robinson, who will back it up. Guarded by Williams. Streaks staying in the man defense here. Coach Thompson said we might see a box and one. There they go with that pick and roll. And the fourth foul on Clary as Winslow right down the lane. Clary left his feet.
He
brought the arms down from vertical.
Yeah, he a little out of position, had no choice but to foul him.
So that's the fourth of the game on Carter with under a minute to go third quarter. Back to the line, Winslow had an and one earlier in the quarter. Hits the first free throw here. He's got 10 in the quarter now, 14 for the game. And he'll sit back down. Jackson Crock sibbing back in for the streaks.
Hopefully JCS is a little bit of a zone buster tonight. Bring him in and knock down some shots.
10-point Danville lead as Winslow makes both free throws. 46-36, final 50 seconds of the third quarter.
I say that and they go man-to-man.
Ball batted back into Gino's face and stolen away by Danville. Two-on-one, Winslow goes up, shot rolls off. Put back by Danville, won't go. Long rebound out to Keith. Runs into a double team and a steal. 14 turnovers on the streaks. Into the left corner, Robinson. Around Sibbing. The kick out. Spin move by Ireland to the basket. Off the back iron. Another put back won't go. Now Dominique reaches in. Snatches one away. Into the front court. 16 seconds to go. Tries to fire it through the lane. Streaks going too fast. Turn it over again. Ireland into the front court. Perez to the baseline. The kick out. Open three. Young off the rim and then drops through. And that's 3 seconds. Danville gets the last shot and the last bucket of the third quarter, and they lead by 13. And that was a deflating final 50 seconds for the Silver Streaks at the end of the third quarter. Now down 49-36 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Charge ahead with your certified service experts at YEM. Hi, this is Michelle Batson at YEM Certified Service. No matter the season, we've got you covered with limited warranties that hold their charge. Our winter service promotion is going on now, with great rebates on select batteries. We also have rebates on cabin air filters, engine air filters, and wiper blades. Before you head out on your next trip, be absolutely sure your battery is at its best. Powerful batteries, expert installation, all backed by GM service at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Three quarters gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Since the Silver Streaks took a lead at 34-33, they have been outscored 16-2. Danville with the ball to start the second half. We're 10 seconds in. Entry pass down low. Winslow on the left low blocks. Too easy. Up and in. 51-36.
You said it way too easy.
He's been a man possessed here in the second half. 13 of his 17 points. Taylen Davis into the game, drives in from the left side. Actually got a shot to fall, but the foul on the floor before that negates the basket. So the streak's down 15 now, 30 seconds into the third quarter. Third foul of the game finally on Javon Robinson. Winslow played that entire third quarter without picking up his fourth foul. And instead, it was Carter Clary who's on the bench with four fouls. Geno drives as the streaks have gone to a pretty much an all-guard offense here, which means an all-guard defense as well. Geno down the lane, up and in with the left hand. In the backcourt, Robinson working against Williams. Gets it across midcourt. Streaks have to put together perhaps their finest offensive outburst in 8 minutes if they're going to come back and win this game. Robinson drives the dish out into the corner. Perez. Some missed shots will help, and he did there. Steck with a rebound. His fifth of the game. Easton's got to try to take over some aspect of this game. He's got to be an offensive presence. Another bad pass, though. Picked off. Ball goes high into the air. Stolen away by Young. 16 turnovers in the run out by Winslow at the other end. 53-38. 17 on the game for Winslow.
Yeah, Winslow's just taking over the game in the second half completely by himself.
Again, because of turnovers. Largely because of turnovers. 16 in the game for the Silver Streaks now. There's Easton with a jumper just inside the free throw line. Got it to fall.
Easton did a good job of getting to a spot right inside the free throw line, elevated and knocked the guy on and got the roll.
53-40. Robinson across midcourt for the Vikings.
Here comes the pick and roll again.
Set by Winslow. Drops down. Drives, though, instead, and Robinson takes it all the way. Geno stuck with him. 55-40. And Robinson didn't pass it away and finished it off himself. Davis with it after a poke away on the left side. Up top, Easton for a long three. That's not the shot the streaks needed. Missed it. I mean, he was way outside. He was way beyond NBA range. Yeah, rebound by deep. Ireland all the way to the other end. Battles against the streaks to come up with a shot on the interior. And he's got eight hard-earned points tonight. And it's 57-40 Danville. Geno in the lane. Quick to the basket. Gets it up and in front of the rim.
That's a nice pass by Ian, finally cutting Geno for the finish.
Well, streaks soaring points in a hurry, but so is Danville. And there's a basket and an and one at the other end. Perez beat Sibbing down the court. Got the pass, got the layup, got the foul.
Yeah, streaks might have to get out of this press. They're just breaking it too easily every time, getting layups.
59-42 Danville. First foul of the game, and there you go. Change in personnel. Carl, Clary, and Al McGarren for the streaks. Steck, Sibbing, and Williams sit down for Galesburg. 5:21 to play here in the game. First free throw up and in, the finishing off the free throw. Perez with 5 in the half, 12 for the game now. 60-42 Danville. Happened in a hurry. Dominique for 3 from the wing. Missed it. Almaguer the rebound. Put back, blocked. Streaks will hang on to it.
Yeah, Streaks getting open shots. You know, Ian's had quite a few open looks tonight. He made his first two, just been struggling to knock them down since.
Carl will inbound about halfway from the backboard into the corner, out high to Davis near the midcourt line. 5 minutes to play in the game. Streaks down 18. Nolan at the right side of the lane, the dish out to Almaguer. Firing it left side, Davis over to Dominique. Entry pass down low to Carter. Quick shot up and in with the right hand.
Another nice entry by Ian. And Carter got in there and a little right-handed baby hook and knocked it down.
Perez on the outside, front end of the Danville bench, now works his way left to the top of the arc. Pulls up, foot on the line, shot rolls off the rim. Streaks will take that quick shot that Danville didn't need. Clary gets his 9th rebound. Davis, contact, no foul either way. Skip pass left side to Dominique. Skip pass right back, right side over to Nolan. Carl drives into the double team, left his feet, and
got grabbed.
Oh, bailed him out on a reach in. Bryson Hinton Perez, his first.
Streaks just continuing to make long, long, hard passes cross court, and, you know, they're low percentage passes, and when they do get through, not a lot's going to happen for them.
On the inbound to Davis, up top, Almaguer drives, scoops it over to Ian. He got an open look for three. That one's too long. Rebound, Clary gets it, fighting it for the rebound himself and got blocked on the putback. And they're going to get Winslow. If so, that's his fourth. Clary just tipped until he could get enough hands on the rebound to control it.
Yeah, Carter didn't stop working on that possession. Like you said, tipped it, and ended up coming down with it and getting the foul, going to the line for two.
Terry and Gerard, his third foul. Clary with 10 rebounds, now looks to go into double-double territory with two free throws, but the first one's off the back iron. He's got eight in the game. 4:09 to play with the streaks down 16. Steck back in, Almaguer out, Gino back in, Taylen Davis sits down. Well, it was a nip and tuck game back and forth, but the seesaw finally teetered the other direction on a Danville run. They've added to the lead. Clary's second free throw puts the streaks down 15. Gelsberg with a steal and a layup by Gino, down 13 now. 60-47 as the streaks turn a Danville turnover into points. Danville breaks the press, though. The drive at the other end and the layup by Gerard.
Too easy.
Taking some chances, and Danville took advantage. Gino at the other end. Got bumped. Flips it up and in with the right hand. He's got eight and a quarter. 62-49. Streaks trying to engineer a comeback here. Trapped in the corner. Robinson passes out of it. Nolan from the backside with a steal. Gives to Easton up and in. Streaks down 11 after the steal. 62-51. Forcing a Danville timeout. 3:29 to go. 62-51 as the Streaks have put a little burst for us. Still a long ways to go, but a lot of time left. You're listening to Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Gelsberg Nissan, reminding everyone Gelsberg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Gelsberg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Gelsberg Nissan, Gelsberg Nissan Car Rental, Gelsberg Car Care, and Gelsberg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
.329 to go here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels with Sam Satiski here for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. Gelsberg's put together a little run here, down 60-42. They've gone on a 9-2 run to cut the deficit to 11. And they'll keep the full court press on. Steck will guard the inbound with a little bit of size and wingspan advantage over 5'6", Bryson Hinton-Perez. No, it's going to be TJ Lee at 5'8 who will inbound. Into the corner it goes to Robinson. Streaks trap him. Again, he passes out of it. Turning inside toward the sideline, Streaks with another trap, but they get the chip into the backcourt. Now falling down, TJ Lee, and a travel called. Okay. As 12 seconds went off the clock, it was 3:29 when they inbounded.
I was screaming it, partner. I've seen it.
They finally called a travel instead. That was a long 10 seconds. And they still didn't get it officially, but the Streaks got the turnover they needed, down 11 here. 3:13 to go. Gino with a crossover to the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Good. Entry pass. Carter backing his way in. Puts it up. Shot off the rim. That would have been a big one. Winslow hauls down the rebound for Danville. Gets out with it. Quickly. Danville pulling up. Here comes the trap on Perez. Between Dominique. Knocked ball. Ball knocked loose. And it's Carl who comes out with it. 17 Danville turnovers.
Move.
Now Easton in the lane. Missed the follow right in front of the basket. Knocked out of bounds. Streaks are missing some close shots. Partially, I think, because they are trying to hurry. 2:47 to go. They still come up empty.
Yeah, missed quite a few layups tonight. Somebody got to get open. Timeout.
Gino's got to get it in. And does he? Timeout called by the Streaks. We had the one official who was counting right next to Gino, and he just put his hand up right as Chad Thompson called the timeout for the Streaks to prevent the turnover. Gelsberg has one timeout remaining.
Yeah, got away with one there. It was real close to being five.
So, we have ticked off 42 seconds from the clock when the Streaks pulled to within 11, forcing a Danville timeout. And we've seen those 42 seconds go off the clock with some good action for the Silver Streaks, but no points and still trailing by 11, 62-51. And those are some precious 42 seconds right now with 2:47 remaining in the game.
Yeah, 2:47, there's not a lot of time left, but there's enough time to make a run. And the Streaks can get back in this game and maybe come out on top on this one.
Possession arrow favoring Galesburg. So when Danville has the ball, if the Streaks can force a tie-up, they do have the arrow in their favor. Team fouls not an issue for either club right now. Five team fouls apiece. Streaks with one timeout remaining. Gino to pull the trigger. Left of the basket under the senior cheerleader banners and under the video board here at Thiel Gym. Gino inbounds, open. Dominique right side. Three is in and out. He's had some looks tonight. Robinson the rebound for Danville.
I'm telling your partner, they're all right there.
Here's a steal. Nope, bump. Now Gino does come away with it and gets tied up, tangled up with T.J. Lee. And they are going to call the held ball. So the Streaks probably had the turnover anyway and then come up with it regardless. That does flip the possession arrow back with 2:34 remaining.
Somebody got to come to the ball.
It'll be Steck. Gives it right back to Williams. Gino, where the volleyball lines cross, works his way right to left. They flash out on him defensively, scoops it into the lane to Carter. Drew the defense, put it up and in. He's in double figures with 11 now, and the Streaks are down 9 at 62-53.
Another double-double for C-Square. There's
another
turnover. And
here's another steal. Gino takes it away, draws in, got blocked. Loose ball on the floor, and it's Ireland as the ball rolls out to him. Streaks got the turnover, but then couldn't finish off the shot. Here's another trap out high. We're going to get a reach in. No, a foul, or a timeout. Timeout called by Darrell Robinson for Danville.
Oh, that would have been huge. That would have cut it to 7.
Danville entered the quarter with 12 turnovers. They've turned it over 7 times here in the fourth quarter. But with all this scrambling and chasing and loose balls and diving, we've ticked down to 2:02 to play in the game. And for all the Streaks have done to really rattle Danville here, they put only 2 points on the board to show for it here and still trail by 9. Time really becoming the biggest enemy for the Silver Streaks here.
Time's your biggest enemy right now. You're going to have to make this run very quickly.
Sam's keeping a close eye on the Carolina-Michigan game. Wolverines back within 4. Had a little action in that game, didn't they? Four technicals. Had a pretty nasty play between those two teams earlier. Is there a lot of contact? Some of the guys didn't take well to it. 4 technicals got called in it. Wow. But Michigan's coming back. Silver Streaks are trying to come back here. 2:02 to go. Streaks will send out Dominique and Williams along with Carl, Clary, and Steck to hound Danville defensively on the inbound, which will come at the scoring table on the trigger by T.J. Lee. Goes left. Here's nearly stolen away by Steck. He got in front of the intended pass to Winslow. Knocked it out of bounds.
I love the defensive intensity the Streaks have played with here in the fourth quarter. They need to do this for 32 minutes.
It's interesting that they continue to put Lee at 5'8 on the inbound, and the Streaks trying to put their tallest player, and the pass goes high into the backcourt to Winslow, who gets it away from Steck. Now dribbles into a double team and a reach foul called. As Nolan was there on the reach, and Steck was fronting him, and Steck will get called for his first. 6 team foul. Stops the clock with 1:57 to go, so 5 seconds tick off the clock.
Yeah, Danville will be shooting the rest of the way from the free throw line.
Nolan. Pass goes into the backcourt to Robinson. Streaks will pick him up defensively across midcourt. Here comes the trap, passes out of it. Winslow skips it over left side to Perez, who pulls it back out. Winslow up top, now in the hands of Robinson. Here comes the trap. They give it right back to Winslow at the free throw line. Drives to the lane, a reach in, shot in, and 1. That was just a silly foul. Streaks just reaching as he went down the middle of the lane. He's got 19 in the game now. First foul on Nolan Carl. Gives him an and one. 6 in the quarter. Yeah. 15 for the half.
He's been a man possessed here in the second half.
Misses the free throw, though. The deficit remains 11 at 64-53. Clary with a rebound. Now Williams gets triple teamed at midcourt. Foul finally called. That's Danville's 6th. And the Streaks will inbound at midcourt with 1:32 to go, down 11.
It's now or never time for the Streaks. We're going to have to make this run now.
I think you got to go right at the basket. You got to go right at somebody. Try to get a quick shot and a foul.
Yeah, we're shooting free throws the rest of the way, too.
Yep. That's what I'm thinking. Get to the rim. They give it to Gino. trying to clear some space out high. A little hesitation, stop and go, but he can't get himself freed up. Passes it through the lane, goes to Nolan, drives, shot rims in and out. Carter again battling for the rebound, gets it on the sideline and now fouled with a minute 14 to go, and Clary will shoot a 1-1. Clary, he's like Stretch Armstrong out there, just moving all directions, just reaching out, bumped off, trying to do everything he could to get that offensive rebound.
Just an incredible effort by C-squared. I mean, he just doesn't give up. He fights till the end every night.
Jonathan Ireland the foul, his first, and Clary gets the first free throw. And a hard-earned 6 points in the quarter for Clary. 12 in the game, 12 rebounds. Galesburg down 10, 64-54. Minute 14 to play. Got them both.
Nice.
Streaks down 9. Needing a quick steal or a stoppage of play. Keep the pressure on in the backcourt. Robinson into the front court. Now you got a foul. Perez into the right corner. Ireland. Streak's got to get over there, get a foul. Ireland's going to dribble all the way out to the high at the midcourt. Now over to Robinson. Under a minute to go. Streak's continue to play defense. Easton trying to ride Robinson down to the end line and gets called for his second foul. Finally, at 57 seconds, the Streak's stop the clock, putting Robinson at the line on a 1-1, needing him to miss the front end.
Yeah, Streaks probably let a little bit too much time go off the clock there. You'd like to see the foul come a little bit sooner, preserve that clock.
Javon Robinson, 3-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. 12 points on the game. Front end, good. The lead is 10, 65-55. Carl out, Jace Keith back in. 57.3 seconds remaining.
No offense for defense.
Robinson, just a sophomore. Makes them both.
Yeah, he's a nice young player. He's going to be good in the next couple years.
And we will see them again next year. We'll play on this same night at Danville. Good feed from Steck on the outside to Clary. Cutting in from the left side for the layup. Galesburg calls its final timeout. Down 9 at 66-57. And I give Carter a lot of credit. He was frustrated in that third quarter, picking up 3 of his 4 fouls in the game.
Yeah.
And he has absolutely battled here in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, nine points and I think 5 rebounds or 4 rebounds here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 12 for the game, 15 points. Final timeout by the Streaks with 47 seconds remaining. Again, Galesburg's next game at Taylorville in the holiday tournament. Their pool play will begin against a familiar opponent, Dunlap,
yeah.
Who we're playing and who we're going to play. And then they'll follow it up with a Mount Zion team that was very much improved from what we saw the previous season under a Hall of Fame coach who's now in his third season down there, and he's got the Braves rolling at 10-1.
Ooh.
That's our first opponent on the second day of the tournament next Wednesday. And then the Streaks will take on host Taylorville, which hasn't won a game yet this year. So the Tornadoes have really fallen off, but we know how much they get up for playing us anytime that we play Taylorville.
Here's a trap,
yep, and
travel.
Trying to lean through it. Oh, Robinson, wow, yeah, it does get called for the travel. That's 20 Danville turnovers, including 8 now in the fourth quarter. 45 seconds to go. Offense for defense again as Keith back in for Carl. Inbound Williams to Steck. Streaks need a quick shot, but not too quick. Got to get a good one. Bad pass by Keith, intended for Clary. Stolen away by Ireland, and now Clary has to foul out to foul Robinson in the backcourt. So a costly 17th turnover by the Silver Streaks. Clary fouls out. Nice round of applause by a much smaller than normal crowd here that I think recognizes the effort that Clary put forth, especially here in the fourth quarter, to give the Silver Streaks any kind of a chance at coming back from that big third quarter deficit that they left themselves with.
Yeah, the big fella, he plays his heart out night in, night out.
First free throw up and in by Robinson.
Well-deserved round of applause.
Back to a 10-point lead at 67-57. 36 seconds to play, so it looks like Danville will prevail after the long road trip over here. Steck rebounds the second missed free throw. Easton with six boards in the game. Ball knocked away by Danville in front of the Gillsburg bench.
Streaks need to hurry, but not go too fast.
Well, under 30 seconds to go. And Stack alertly throws it in hard off Winslow, who was leaping in front of him for the deflection out of bounds. Interestingly, no time went off the clock, even though it did touch Winslow. Now Stack fakes, gets it in up top to Keith at the volleyball line. Passes right side to Dominique. Bad idea, entry pass intended for Gino, stolen away. Danville with a run out at the other end, layup by TJ Lee.
That'll about do it.
12-point Danville lead. Gino down the lane. Out of just let him go. Missed it. Keith with the offensive rebound put back is good. Streaks no timeouts remaining to stop the clock. Down 10. Danville can take time getting it inbounds, and now the Streaks just let him. Final score, Danville 69. They go to 5-5. Streaks 59 as they fall to 3-8. And the postgame show from John Thiel Gym when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. WGIL's Pick a Present is your chance to win gift cards for food, jewelry, car detailing, beauty products, housekeeping, and more. Weekdays during Galesburg's morning news on WGIL, listen for your chance to call in. You'll then select two of the numbered presents from our game board at WGIL.com. If the presents behind those numbers match, you win that present. Pick a Present. From Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio, Maud Specklebellies, and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minet are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for health care that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Our lives are filled with reminders. Upcoming event reminders fill your calendars. A group of elementary students in Galesburg have a special reminder just for you.
Hi, my name is Grant from King School, inviting you to participate in acts of kindness today and every day in our community. Today's suggested act of kindness, give a compliment. Help us to grow kinder hearts in our community.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main Street in Galesburg. Because sometimes it takes an adjustment or two to feel great. A winter storm warning is in effect from 6 a.m. tomorrow to 6 a.m. Saturday. As for the rest of the night, cloudy, chance of snow overnight, a low of 28. For tomorrow, cloudy, snow likely, patchy blowing snow in the afternoon, temperatures falling to near 1 by late afternoon, and wind chills to 22 below. It's 27 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks fall tonight at home against Danville in the final game before the Silver Streaks head down to Taylorville for their annual journey to the holiday tournament there, as we've been talking about from time to time throughout the night. And Jason Wessels, I gotta admit, this was a disappointing one here tonight.
I mean the way we played in the first half, we were right there. We came out flat in the third quarter again, and you know, third quarter woes continue. It'll kill you, you know. It's something we're gonna have to figure out and overcome. You know, we got plenty of time left in the season. There's plenty of time to get better.
Oh yeah.
But like you said, it's a disappointing. This is a team we could play with. We just, like I said, third quarter, man. We got to do a better job third quarter. Come out. I don't know if we need to come out and get more warm-up time after halftime, maybe. It seems like we always come out with about two and a half minutes to go left on the halftime clock, and then it's right onto the court for the Streaks, and nobody's warmed up, I feel like.
Well, whatever it is, at least tonight, Silver Streaks battle. They had a little burst at the beginning of the third quarter, forced a turnover. Ian Dominique hit a three that gave Galesburg Streaks were down 33-32, and they took the lead at 34-33, so it was a two.
Yeah, okay.
Regardless, that's when Danville, I mean, really turned the game around in their favor. We went from being up 34-33 to being down 49-36 at the end of the third quarter. So it was a 16-2 run. And then Danville scored the first points of the fourth quarter, really to make it an 18-2 run. And then we were down 15 and eventually got down 18 in the fourth quarter at 60-42. It was the turnaround point of the game, and I guess part of the story, you have to say, was the absence of the guy who turns out to be our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. So maybe we should even consider that part of the story of why we're going with who we're going with tonight.
Yes.
You want to talk about it?
I think we're on the same. We're going with Carter, right?
Yep.
Yep. Carter's energy in the fourth quarter was, you know, like you said, we were down 18. We got it down to 7 at one point. Carter was a big factor in that. He had 9 points and 5 rebounds, or 4 rebounds there in the fourth quarter. I think that's a good choice for our Dave's Auto Body Player of the Game.
And he did it with 4 fouls, too.
Yeah, all with 4 fouls, and that's even makes it that much more impressive.
9 points in the fourth quarter and 4 of his 12 rebounds, so a double-double, 15 and 12. And again, 3 of those 4 fouls he picked up in the third quarter, and that was the decisive third quarter that turned things around in Danville's favor. They win it here tonight, 69-59. Streaks fall to 3-9 on the season. And we will continue with our post-game coverage, including final stats and a word with Streaks head coach Chad Thompson when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Okay, now how many Knox County Collision Shops are GM certified?
8?
Nope.
76?
Well, no.
In what year?
Yikes, it's the only GM certified collision center in our county, and it's...
I know this one.
Whose jingle is this?
Oh, Dave's Auto Body.
Yes, GM certified, the recognized standard for safe, proper repairs of GM vehicles. There's only one.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I know.
Dave's Auto Body.
There's just one.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Ah, that's nice. Just enjoy the Vince Guaraldi here. Soothe my soul a little bit after a rough loss tonight for the Silver Streak, 69-59. And the coaching staff is making its way out, so we'll talk with Coach Chad Thompson here in a moment. As the Silver Streaks fall, congratulations to the Galesburg girls. They got off to a tough start last night at Pekin and then were able to put things together, starting with a good second quarter, turn that around, and they'll head down to Mattoon. And good luck to Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson following the Silver Streaks as they'll get started a day earlier than the Galesburg boys at Mattoon and may have a little bit of a conflict on the second day of their tournament the second day of our tournament, but we'll figure it out as we go as Coach Chad Thompson joins us now. Our post-game coaches interviews, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, tough start in the third quarter. We just didn't come out. Jason's observation was he just thought we just didn't bring in the energy that to match what Danville had. Where did you feel like things got away from us there in that third quarter?
I really thought, things got away from us really in the second quarter too, actually, a little bit. We came out hot to start the game, but in the second quarter and then start the third, they just came out with a different level of intensity that we had. We walked out there like if we're at home, something like this win's owed to us or something. And like I told the guys in the locker room, nothing's owed to you. And as you get older from junior high basketball or football or baseball or track or whatever, academics, margins for error get lower and lower as your levels go up. And tonight, when you're playing a team that plays as hard as Danville, they're not the most skilled team in the world, but they beat good teams. They've beaten the Peoria Notre Dames. They've beaten those good teams because of how hard they play.
Yep.
And their energy and the way they swarmed the basketball. And they got every loose ball tonight. And we might as well have not showed up in the hustle stats. I mean, besides a couple of charges. So, we've got to be better, and we've got to realize that nothing's owed to us. And we've got to be able to come with that third quarter spark. When we saw it at Geneseo, the North Scott game, we were down at halftime there and came all the way back right away and took the lead. So we just didn't have that sense of urgency tonight that we needed out of halftime.
Yeah, we made the observation up here. This is about the third or fourth time we've come out flat in the third quarter. You think there's any sort of adjustments we can make coming out of halftime to come with more energy in the third quarter?
Yeah, the first thing I look at in the quick replay in my mind is the tempo of the game. We've got to get it sped up right away in the third quarter. When we go tempo, which is hard to maintain for 32 minutes, foul-wise, we're not that deep in terms of that style. We have guys we can sub in, but in terms of that style of play, we're not overly deep in the full-court pressing game. Coming out of halftime, we've got to take a serious consideration and look at getting this game full-court right away, flying around, causing some havoc, because we saw in the fourth quarter it was just too little, too late again, then we had some fouls and things like that. But when we play with some havoc and create some havoc, we're pretty solid. Like I said to the guys, the last time out I took, we missed enough layups in the fourth quarter to tie the game.
Oh, yes.
Which again, shows you guys that it has nothing to do with one team being better than us. Missing layups is not a mental thing. It's just stepping up and laying the ball in. But we were so mentally out of it in the third quarter, by the time we turned on the energy to then execute after we were creating those turnovers, it's a hard ask. And there's no excuse for that, because if you're doing it the right way the whole game, those layups are always against North Scott. We lost, but we made every single one of those layups because the energy and the engaging of the game had already happened for the first 30 minutes.
Right.
And we didn't do that tonight. And unfortunately, that's on us. We've got to make sure our guys are more ready to go. And just like you said, we as a staff have to create the adjustments and for them to execute coming out of the third.
And it's hard to make those shots, because once you get behind, then you're pressing a little bit more too. And if you're pressing instead of flowing, then it's probably harder to make those shots under those circumstances too.
Correct. Flow. I use the word flow at practice so much. The flow of the game. You want the game to be played with a great flow, your flow. You don't want it to play somebody else's. Danville likes the scrappiness of the ball flying all over the place. I like it too, personally. Yeah. But we know our personnel, and we know that's not our strongest asset right now because of our size. We're not the biggest, strongest, most imposing guys. So if we want to play that way, option one, we got to get a heck of a lot stronger in the weight room in the spring and summer, which we will. Which we will. These guys will buy in. They already have. The improvement's already there. But we got to get bigger and stronger. Or you got to take better care of the basketball and focus in a little more. And right now with where we're at, we've got to be a lot more focused with the basketball. I thought, you know, Gino made some turnovers. Ian made some turnovers. Easton made some turnovers. Our three main guards right. in this game that we never saw against North Scott, that we never saw against Geneseo, that we never saw against Manuel, against Burlington, teams that played pressure. They didn't turn the ball over like that. Tonight our minds weren't out there.
I want to one last thing. The way C-Squared's been playing, Carter Clare. I mean, he's game in, game out. He got in foul trouble tonight. Came in, and it was like he didn't even have any fouls until, you know, he got his last foul, had to take the last foul to foul out. But I don't think he was going to foul out. I mean, that game could have probably went another 9 minutes if he wouldn't have fouled out.
Yeah, you know, he's a smart player. He got himself in foul trouble. They did a good job of guarding him, too. They kind of knew our game plan was to feed him until they can stop him. And their zone did a good job. I thought Nolan did a pretty decent job in the high post as well, and trying to facilitate back down to him. But no, Carr's a smart player. He's a senior that plays like a senior.
Yes.
That's what he is. He's a senior that plays. He might not be the most athletic, but he uses his body well. If he has the strength advantage, he uses his strength. Yes. He got great touch around the rim. I thought he was a little outsourced in the first half as well. I think a lot of it has to do with those fouls and trying to navigate how to do that. But, no, it's that fourth quarter. Once it opened back up and got free for him, he looked like the Carr that's been dominating the last week for us. We want to get that domination turned into wins for us as well, obviously. But no, he plays his butt off. And again, the level of respect and confidence we have in Carter is high. And we'll make sure that he's ready to go and continues to learn and grow as well, because this is still his first year as a big minute player too, but he's putting together a pretty good resume as a guy aspiring to play college basketball.
Last couple of weeks, he's been incredible. I mean, flat out just incredible.
I'm going to ask you to give our listeners kind of the big picture plan to get ready for Taylorville here. Of course, we got a holiday in there. You got Holiday Eve in there that you have to work around. So how much do you work this team? How much do you rest them, knowing that you're still coming off illness a little bit too?
In terms of the workload, when you don't play hard, you got to reteach how to play hard, unfortunately. So we're gonna get right back after it in the full court and the half court at practice. Now, we got to be careful. I mean, these are kids. We're not trying to get anybody hurt or injured. The weather's going to be horrible in the next couple days. Mm-hmm. We know that. So we're going to play it by ear. But no, once we can get in this gym, if it's tomorrow, it's perfect. If it's Friday, we'll get in here Friday. The Christmas Eve party-style practice has been a tradition here since Mike Reynolds' first couple years when I was here. It's always been it's more than just a practice. That's a family thing in our program that we've always done. If you can't be here because you have family things, of course we get it, but that's been a staple in our program. So we're going to try to get in here the next 3 days. If not, we definitely want to get in here for two of them. We'll get one practice after Christmas Day. We take Christmas Day off, obviously. I think 1 year we'd practice. Thanks, Coach Reynolds.
Probably wasn't good, I'm guessing.
No, he was mad. But anyways, yeah, we'll get one practice, and then we got big games coming to Taylorville. You know, Taylorville's always a tough opponent. Mount Zion's really good, and Dunlap is a very improved team as well. So a lot of basketball coming up.
As always, Coach, thanks for your time that you give us.
Yes.
Enjoy your holidays. Merry Christmas to you and the family, and we look forward to seeing you down south.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, be safe. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Chad Thompson of the Silver Streaks. Galesburg falls to Danville tonight. Final stats and final thoughts when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I see trucks. Let me count them. One F-150, two F-150, three, four, five F-150s. This is the count. Dan Kuna. And we got great incentives here at Ford of Galesburg. 2.9 for 60 months or 3.9 for 72 months on new F-150s now through January 3rd. Come take a test drive. We'll do our best to put you behind the wheel of exactly what you want. You can count on that.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Field Gymnasium as Galesburg falls to Danville 69-59. Our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Sam Satiski, great to have you along as always. What do you show for the team numbers here at the end?
Well, from the field, we finished 23 for 58, shooting 39%. From the three-point line, we finished 4 for 21, shooting 19%. From the free-throw line, we finished 5 for 10, shooting 50. The Vikings were 29 for 47, shooting 61% from the field. 3 for 6 from the three-point line, 50%. And 11 for 13 from the stripe, shooting 84%. We out-rebounded them by 6, 28 to 22. And we had less turnovers, 17 to 20.
Well, typically when you out-rebound the opponent and commit fewer turnovers, that's a formula for success. Unfortunately, not the case here tonight. Thank you, young man. Happy Hanukkah to you. Look forward to seeing you again in the new year. Final individual scoring. O'Shawn Jones-Winslow leads Danville with 19, 15 of those in the second half. Javon Robinson finished with 15. Bryson Hinton-Perez had 12, 7 of those in the second quarter. Jonathan Ireland, TJ Lee each finished with 8. Caden Young, 3. Quentin Alblinger and Terrion Gerard each had 2. For the Silver Streaks, led by our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Carter Clary, 15 points, 12 rebounds. Easton Steck and Gino Williams each had 13. Ian Dominique had 9. Jace Keith, 7. Nolan Carl off the bench with 2. Taylen Davis, Aiden Almaguer, Jackson Croc, Sibbing all saw action, did not score for the Silver Streaks here tonight. Well, a final thought here, Jason, I'll just leave with you in sense of we're going down to Taylorville. This will be your first trip down there.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, what are you looking forward to?
Just being around the team. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than the camaraderie of being around the team and staying the night with your friends in the hotel room. I miss it. It was things I look for. You know, we went down to Bloomington when we played. There'd be plenty of card games, plenty of talking amongst each other, and I don't know the word to say.
It's just all that camaraderie you build and the memories.
You know, talking smack to each other,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, you'll have that for a night or two, and it's good to be around your teammates for two nights and spend the night with each other. It's always a good time.
Of course, Taylorville has the very historic gymnasium that we will see. You're going
to
like the setup down there. It's
I'm
very different than what we have here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Again, Dunlap, the opponent, about 6:40, most likely for our pregame coming up on Tuesday night, the 27th. And then tip off at 7 o'clock, two games on Wednesday, and then games Thursday to be determined. Merry Christmas, my friend. We'll see
Merry
you there.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all our listeners. And I hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday.
Yeah, and stay safe in the weather out there tomorrow as well. Fighting Illini in their border rivalry game with Missouri tomorrow. Go Illinois.
Hey.
No better team on the schedule to beat than the one they're playing tomorrow. Just say. All right, for Jason Wessels, for Sam Satiski, I'm Brad Benowitz. Streaks fall tonight at home to Danville. 69-59, sophomores big winners, 52-17. For Clark Burnett also and Brian Prescott at the downtown studios, as Jason said, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, celebrate Kwanzaa. We will see you from Taylorville next Tuesday night. Good night. Stay safe from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.